Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I address the Assembly on behalf of the Pacific Island countries and territories, and we are the large ocean state. Before my speech, I just want to make three announcements. First, our prayers to the families of those loved ones whose lives were tragically taken away by the act of terrorism in Manchester. Secondly, I want, on behalf of the region, would like to congratulate Dr. Tedros for his election as our new DG. On that point, I want to say that when Dr. Tedros visited the Cook Islands last month, I promised to invite him to the first Pacific Ministers Conference in the Cook Islands next month, and I hope that he can honor that deal. Lastly, it's my tribute to Dr. Margaret Chan for the mountains of achievements that she has left behind, a legacy that will remain to be witnessed by future generations. The Pacific Health Ministers recently reaffirmed their commitment to the Healthy Islands vision, originally endorsed by the Pacific Health Ministers in 1995. A 20-year review of the vision of Healthy Islands found leaders across the Pacific remain unified in this long-term vision for improving health outcomes, and which aligns well with the Sustainable Development Goals. Just to remind us of the key points in our healthy visions, children are nurtured and in body and mind, where environments invite learning and leisure, where people work and age with dignity, where ecological balance is a source of pride, and the ocean which sustains us is protected. It recognizes the importance of addressing the social and environmental determinants to improve health outcomes and emphasize cross-cultural action, particularly in respect to education, nutrition, and environment. Health service delivery is essential to the Healthy Islands vision and ensuring that children and adults can grow, learn, play, and age with dignity, as well as care for their environment. Combined with a focus on family and community values, the foundation of Pacific culture, the Healthy Islands approach has strong links to the notion of healthy services for all or universal health coverage. Universal health coverage has classically included three components: the health services covered, the population covered, and the extent of financial protection given to the population. Experience from across the Pacific suggests that the best way to work towards a Healthy Islands vision is for most Pacific Island countries will be a focus on strengthening primary health care. As all Pacific Island countries and territories have committed to working towards realization of the healthy vision, it is time to focus on implementation. Increasing yet dispersed, isolated population with heightened expectations of healthcare, as well as growing NCD epidemics, with an unfinished communicable disease agenda in some contexts, makes service delivery more complex for us Pacific Island countries and territories. We continue to struggle and cope with the burden of NCDs on families, communities, health systems, and economies. And this has posed a real threat to our achieving the vision of the Healthy Islands and the Sustainable Development Goals. Hence, it is vital that we provide strong and sustained leadership and support for NCD prevention and control. Importantly, we must remember that NCD is not just a health issue, it causes a diverse, and its impact is felt by all society. Therefore, the solutions and response must be multi-sectoral. NCD is a development priority rather than only a health concern. Non-communicable diseases have been an evolving challenge in the Pacific, with some of the highest rates seen in our region. As non-communicable diseases continue to increase at an unprecedented rate, it is necessary to have a strong, innovative interventions if we are to prevent the ongoing loss incurred by those conditions on our population and burden placed on families, communities, and our government. The Ministry of Health in our countries is unable to manage this NCD crisis on its own. We need to strengthen our efforts in all the sectors of government, non-government organizations, and communities, as well as with developing partners, to make significant impact in the health of our people. The Pacific Health Ministers and Pacific Finance Ministers meetings are positive steps that our region have taken to address NCD, and the resulting NCD Roadmap report identifies strategic actions that other ministries, such as the Ministry of Agriculture, Education, Trade, will need to scale up to support our efforts to reduce the escalating NCD levels and build towards a generation free of NCD. There are many global and regional strategies that each of our countries have incorporated at country level, aligning regional plans and targets with the Healthy Islands vision. Taking into consideration the challenges, has been some positive results in some countries, but still requires much effort to overcome this burden. Hence, effectively tackling NCDs will require greater resources and regional commitment to exploring ways to increase funding available to address NCDs. Combined with strategies and policies, we recognize a strong monitoring framework and a strengthened health information systems is critical to our work and efforts. The importance of reliable and timely health, mortality, and cause of death data, as well as monitoring health outcomes, can contribute to informed policy decisions. At the global level, we must continue to work as a group to address NCD and other related health concerns that impact our countries. Ladies and gentlemen, climate change continues to threaten our Pacific Island nations. We are most vulnerable to extreme weather events such as cyclones, flooding, and drought. Recently, we have cyclones Donna and Ella, which devastated the island of Vanuatu, and they are still recovering from that. Fiji is also recovering from a severe tropical cyclone Winston that happened in February of last year. I consider it to be the strongest tropical cyclone to make landfill in the South Pacific in recorded history. Recognizing the particular vulnerabilities of Pacific Islands, the importance of engaging as equal partners in participation of civil societies, women and youth, and persons with disabilities in all efforts towards building climate change resilience and leave no one behind. This concludes providing support to inclusive sustainable development strategies and responding to specific needs of persons with disabilities, vulnerable and marginalized groups. As representatives from the large ocean state, actions to protect our environments and livelihoods from the impact of climate change is a key priority. We will need to intensify our work to ensure the protection of women, children and adolescents, including their mental health during and after natural resources. In this regard, we urge WHO to ensure commitment and climate change funding allocation by United Nations is more readily accessible to countries impacted by climate change and natural disasters. Ladies and gentlemen, human resources also remain a challenge for most Pacific countries, especially recognizing the shortages that we have globally. As Pacific nations, we have continued to explore training options that best meet our needs, but yet still remain challenged with retention issues as our people are attracted by better remuneration packages offered by bigger countries. However, we are grateful to other countries and organizations that continue to support our efforts to ensure retention of health staff within our countries. The Cook Islands very recently offered a general practice fellowship training for our doctors, supported by the Royal College of General Practice and the University of Otago in New Zealand, a training model that has a primary healthcare focus relevant for geographically dispersed islands and disease burden. In order to achieve our vision, healthy islands, and the sustainable development goals, we must continue to work together. We acknowledge the support and the role of the Pacific Community and World Health Organization and our development partners in this case. Lastly, we appreciate our people who continue in our large ocean state and will continue to protect ocean sustains us over the years. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, it is on behalf of the Pacific Island Nations that would salute and acknowledge the work of the WHO worldwide. Thank you.